they're underground.
I just want you to play around. I just want you to have fun.
You got all these up here.
I want to hear what goes with it.
He's like, I'm trying to hear it, but I can't.
It goes like this.
How did you waste that? Well, we were recording.
We are recording.
Well, all right. Well, welcome to Notes from the Underground, number 25.
I hope you have a spear in your eye, but continue.
All right.
Wow.
That was pretty awesome.
What would you do if I had like this impaled my eyeball?
Renica, please don't injure Bobby.
No, impale his eyeball.
I appreciate losing sight in my right eye.
It's,
it doesn't work. That works a lot better on TV, though.
It's the last day in August in 2005, and we are damn glad to have
you. You know what that means, Mitch?
What does that mean?
Do you know what that means?
What?
No. Today's the last official... It's not the official
day. A day of summer?
But it's the last day of summer,
dude. School's starting, everyone. Woohoo!
Mercury retrograde.
What happened to the summer?
What's summer, dude? We work.
You got to cool. Discussions on how we crushing and snuffing. The ones that's bluffing, it's nothing. And while they lunching, we busting to get you up in the club. And we keep you wanting and dubbing. Dig it like something you're puffing. I'll fill it up in your stomach to your astonishment on a mission. The marvelous starving is verbal novelist. Killing them softly, offing them often. They in a coffin, we drilling them. Time I'm all in the tournament. In the bottom of the spit again. Pardon me, but this art is like parliament. Rockets parking all on your Gordons and Lodges. Like Pablo Sonic, he's stomping up on a mission of dominance. Solid, flawless, so obvious. Calling y'all to the border. Get off the wall, everybody. Yes. You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move. You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move. You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move. You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Africa, Brazil, everywhere across the Americas, Canada, France, Italy, Copenhagen, Australia, everywhere, every time, every audience, mass hysteria. Some rappers make good records, but live they are a failure. Mail in your area, special delivery carrier, tearing the various barriers till everyone's everyone. Whether you're heavy or Libra or Aries or Lebanese, vegetarian, ebony, ivory, 17 or 93. I don't care if you're arrogant or inherit inheritance from your parents' parents and then didn't share it with near nigga. Prepare if you dare to get your hands in the air. It's rare. Form, marry your shaker, carry here with your bear witness the snare, kicks that'll tear, rip through the blaring speaker woofers that pummel into the air, hit ya, it's there with you, your cares lifted, don't stare, drift in the air, shifting slightly, so come into the lair, get some.
Shouting and grinding and bobbing and weaving, we taking you out of your mind. And the science applying is high in the sky, and this pile is flying as dilate. Iris, wireless mics, the fire is bright. Retire, I'm sire, your squire and dire straits, admiring higher intelligence. I elect silence, I elect myself, I express owl belt. Rappers that lie to get by and get fired in the bother. So scientists blind when the sky is lit, try and spit fire with my intent. I invent sciences, try the best with no side effects. Fire vest, I'll be lying in rest, trying to test the iron, the eye of the fire. Bring lion with iron tiger.
You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move. You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move. You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move. You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move.
Oh, my God. That's pretty tight. Blackalicious, thanks for that post. Thanks for bringing that one in, Z. You out there smoking? Shit.
No. I'm here.
You were the one. You're all. You got to be careful because the end of this creeps up on you.
Yeah, and then I went
and
in.
You're out like petting cats outside.
Petting kitty.
Where did you? That was not, that was
delicious. And
Epitaph?
It was I think it's called Your Move. And yeah, man, what's up with this? Look on like Blackalicious, one of my favorite hip hop bands, pretty much all time ever. And they moved to Epitaph.
That's new. Their newest one is
it's gonna be,
but they weren't, their old ones weren't on Epitaph.
No, their old one was. I mean, they're still. It's still. It looks like it's still part of Quantum, which is Quantum Project. Is
maybe Quantum got bought by Epitaph?
That's what I'm trying to find now, but I don't. I couldn't find it. Because
they're totally going into more hip hop and stuff like that.
Oh,
you know,
a ton. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, excuse me, I burped. that Fat Burger gave me gas, man.
Is Fat Burger only in L.A.?
I don't know. Is it?
Is it?
I think so.
It's pretty good, and I've only seen it in L.A., and it's like, I think it might be even better than In-N-Out.
Yeah, the burgers that my sister had on her birthday.
Yeah, but the best is Jay's J Burger. That's all there's to it.
Marty's.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
Marty's on Pico.
I'm talking about like chains. Mainstream chain type chains. Thing. You know, like
Tom's.
Yeah, Marty's on Pico. Okay, of course that's better.
In-N-Out is better than Fat Burger.
Tommy's is better than both of those.
Let's play some more music. Bobby, what'd you send us this week?
The Voltaires. The song is Automatic.
Yes.
talking about abrupt endings there. Now, I got to say this. I'm just listening to that track, and I got to say to that band, something needs to happen with that song. You need to jack that song up or something. I don't know what it is, but I like the whole...
They did it. What do you mean they got to do something with it?
There's something to me that was missing there about that song.
Oh, I agree with that. I thought you meant like that they have to... like market it or something.
No, forget the marketing of it. I listen to that song and I love the basic something about it.
Yeah.
But by 3 minutes in and having not that much change in the song, there's no real changes, I'm like, you know, guys, come on. That song could be something great. I think you guys need to rework it.
It doesn't crescendo very well.
I'd be lying to you to say
But that kind of music doesn't necessarily, I mean, it's just like rock and roll. I mean, it's got like a very Black Crowes kind of like, you know, this is a you know, got a nice kind of rhythm to it, and
but it repeats it's a good and repeats rhythm. And repeats yeah, every 3 minutes, right? I mean, you didn't Well, I feel like that's a good thing to tell them, because wouldn't they want to improve it if they could?
Maybe it's not.
Maybe they think it's perfect.
Yeah,
and that's totally up to them. You know, that's like the whole thing is like as much as what other people say about your music. Like, you got to listen to your own thing.
What
you
about
know?
The review of our podcast? You know, we had to deal with that.
Yeah.
That You're was still fun. On that, huh?
That was fun. No,
like, that pained him. That was like,
I love that.
That is a smoldering bullet in your gut, dude.
We're not sugarcoating anything, you know? We're playing music, but we can say that something didn't strike quite at all levels.
We didn't get the review we wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
But that's tricky because also we're asking these artists if we can play their music on our show. And then, like, if we slam it, like, it's sort of like, well, can we play your music so we slam your shit, so we can slam it on our show? Like, they might react weird to that.
Maybe. But I think that what if they say, you know, I can see that. We've been getting, like, feedback from our fans.
Right. But here's the whole thing about the feedback we got, which was part of it, was right on and great. And if it depends on who it comes from. If it doesn't come from the right person, then you're just kind of like, who are you to tell me anything?
Yeah, but we're triple certified podcasters.
We're triple certified.
We went to DeVry for 3 weekends.
Well, that was tough too.
It was grueling.
I almost didn't graduate.
Remember when we left, they told us that we could officially criticize anything?
Well, they said you could podcast. They didn't say that. You brought that in. That is not on the diploma. It officially says we can podcast. That is it.
What are you talking?
The DeVry weekend.
DeVry is a technical institute. Vocational school.
I'm so lost. Are we going to go to that conference out in Ontario though on November 11th?
You know it. I'm there. I'm taking. Time
I think we
off.
Need. I think I don't know. I was talking to Seth and he said that
we should boycott it.
No, that Fun Time Ben might not be making it out, and I just want to make like a strong
plea,
like a hello Ben. I know it's been a couple of weeks since you've thrown out a podcast. Haven't listened to the new one, the Monday one.
Yeah, something.
But you know, come on out. We love you. We love your show.
Hey, dude, you can stay at my house.
I'm so
busted.
Whoa,
my lady's gonna kill me. Damn it. No, you can stay at my house. I don't know you.
That's going above and beyond. I love it.
See? Come on, man. It's a community.
It's a community.
It's comunidad.
It's a communally. Yeah. How about some more music? This one we can slam because I didn't even ask them.
Who was it?
What do you mean?
Who is it?
Who's the band?
No, yeah.
God, you're killing me here. Oh, yeah. The 88.
Oh,
I thought you were going to change that to Apollo something.
No, other way around.
No, the 88. Yeah, yeah. So let's check it out. Everyone's talking about this at MySpace, so I thought I'd...
And my work.
And apparently at Bobby's work.
Really?
Chasing on, out there.
That's the 88.
What was the song?
The 88. I liked it too a lot.
They're not my new favorite band or anything, but I think it's cool. It's like they had a kind of a nice Pink Floyd kind of groove. It reminded me of Pink Floyd, the vocals at least, and the bass line is kind of nice and smooth. And just
some of their other stuff sounds very Beatles.
Yeah, I noticed that that's sort of a kind of a hip thing right now. You got with the Red Walls and
just straight Beatle.
There's a lot of people like. Even Spoon, I think, does it. Like,
Spoon is, from listening to what I was listening to on the new album, sounded a lot like the Stones to me.
Well,
there was that one track that I'm speaking of. It's track 7.
I think the vocalist sounds like John Lennon. But it's cool. I like it. I think it's a good groove. I think that they're definitely have a lot of potential, you know, on a grand scheme, but they're not like...
Yeah, I am not the biggest Spoon fan in the world. I enjoy them, but they don't blow my top like they do with some people.
Yeah. I was talking about 88, though.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Are you on? Is your microphone on?
It is. Okay, so we had this great part, and it was going to be awesome, and Tom the pizza guy showed up at 1800 Sunset, Masa, the best Chicago-style pizza. And
he came in, he was like, why haven't you guys ordered pizza?
Yeah, so he gave us crap. We're sitting there, and we had a great conversation. By the way, he's listening to the Lynyrd Skynyrd, and talked about some guy named Jim King.
There's no point in going over all
that.
Okay, well, Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Yeah.
Peppermint Schnapps.
Yeah, Peppermint Schnapps.
There's a whole lot of goodness.
And then what happened?
And now it's gone, like tears.
My microphone was turned off. I even let you guys know about a phone call that my mother took from my mother just before, you know, the show, which I thought was throwing me off a little bit. Trying to be honest, and I'm lost. I've got nothing. Where's the tether?
Zach,
where is the life preserver?
Zach,
I'm lost. He slowly giggles at me.
It's okay.
Let
it's
the
okay.
laughter
We're here.
Take you home.
We got. Listen. Yeah. We got support here. Bobby and I.
We better make up for a good show because I killed it.
And so does everybody else.
Let me tell you why I shock as a salesman.
It was like a shotgun in the head.
Hey, let's just take this bun as my pretty little pet. Or is it? This same as bun is my shale.
I don't even remember what we have and haven't talked about.
Terrible it is what's going on in New Orleans right now.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't care what's going on in this podcast right now, but I just wanted to give a little bit of a moment to that tragedy going on. It's like hit in 1 second for those people, and their lives are changed. Forever.
Okay, question for you. Do you think you were saying that you felt like there's a lot of this going on? Typhoon Talim traipses across
Mitch
Taiwan.
Mitch thinks that it might be like kind of, we always get kind of alarmist, like the seventh seal has been broken, Satan is going to show up on our doorstep, it's Armageddon. I just think that sometimes after years of the planet being mistreated, if you look from space, you can see the damage being done by the war in Iraq. You know, you could see stuff from space of the oil fires and shit like that. And this stuff is going on everywhere. The Exxon Valdez. Over time, I think we are fucking with our globe.
Yeah. If I had known that was the point you were making, I don't think I ever would have gotten in
joking.
Your way.
I was joking like this is the succession leading to damnation. But I really mean that I think the world's catching up with us right now. Why did the hurricane hit this year? They'd been predicting it for a while. You know, that a national disaster of epic proportions could hit in New Orleans.
Right.
Because of the sea level and everything like that, you know what hits this year, and it just seems to me that it's not total coincidence. Although scientists would say that it is. I read an article today that they said that we've been dodging this bullet for a long time.
For years. Well, it's an amazing place. Zach and I were in the French Quarter last spring.
Yeah.
And I can't believe, you know, it's going to take them years to rebuild it, and I don't know if it'll ever look the same.
Well, it's
I mean,
it's
the whole
take
French Quarter is underwater right now.
Yeah, it's going to take them 2 full months just to get the water out.
Yeah, and by then all those hotels are going to have to be rebuilt.
Yeah,
and that's the thing is like they're cold. You know, they're
it's so
the
much
beauty
history.
Of that place is in its age. It's
you
not
walk
Las
down
Vegas.
The same
it's
Bourbon
not
Street.
You know, yeah.
it's so beautiful. Like all the we stayed in what was a hotel, but it was like staying in an apartment. you know, yeah. and like a, like a
yeah, it was an old converted apartment, and
1880s, 1850s, yeah. you know, someone's house,
yeah.
with great crown moldings and flourish.
Trolley, and, the St. Charles Place trolley, you know, that car
yeah.
that takes you down. Yeah. I did that and stayed in a bed and breakfast. All of it is gone. That's just gone. Insane. So to anybody out there that has relatives or is missing anybody or whatever,
much
you know,
love.
Much love.
You know, I think maybe, you know, one thing I don't think we ever do on this podcast is just like be silent. There's always somebody trying to fill in the dead space. And I think maybe this would be a good time for us to just like have a moment of silence out of respect for
Mississippi
know.
And Louisiana.
Yeah. Just anybody that's being hurt and affected weird right now by either the hurricane or just life in general.
Or your mother, Zach.
Right, we were almost.
You had.
We
you
were
had
almost there. You know,
I had forgotten it. I had forgotten it, and you just take the fucking red hot poker and you stick it right in my anus.
Moment of silence.
You just twist. All right, that was enough of a moment of silence. I'm good.
It really?
No, it wasn't. It was. I don't want to. That makes me uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Oh Christ.
Thank you.
was Halloween Alaska, right?
Yeah.
Almost missed that one.
Yeah, we were searching. Searching hard.
Call It Clear is the name of that one.
And, it's been by Kale of Oregon.
Yeah, I think he's like a friend. He's a friend on the Notes from the Underground, the MySpace page or whatever.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways, we're going to try and keep this show under 40 minutes, and I think we might be able to do it.
Well, I want to apologize for if it seemed rude that I try to jump into that moment of silence to you guys and everyone else. I don't do so well with the silence thing. No, I probably should talk to Mitch's brother, Mike, about that.
What?
I'm serious. I don't do well with silence.
What do you mean, talk to my brother? You mean because he's a Buddhist monk?
Well, because they sit.
Oh, yeah.
Because the whole thing is like...
They just sit.
They just sit. There's just whole periods where they'll just... It's like they sit and try not to have thought.
Stuff going on.
Yeah.
Meditate.
Yeah, I don't... Lena wants
have
to go
done
do
it
that.
Before?
No, she wants to go do
it's
it.
It's hard.
And I am so scared.
Even do it just for an hour.
No, try 5 minutes, dude.
Well,
ADD to the max here.
I hear you, Matt. That's crazy.
My head
it was
runs
cool.
It like,
I went and visited him at his Zendo when he was still in San Francisco. And man, it was hard, you know, like my foot started falling asleep and I couldn't, and you're supposed to not like move that much, you know. My brain started going all funky. It's like, dude, your foot's falling asleep, man. You gotta move it. You gotta move your legs. You gotta get up, you know? And so I'm having this like fight in my mind. I'm like, one side is saying, don't worry about your fucking foot falling asleep. It's okay. It happens all the time. And the other half of my brain is going, you might lose your foot. You could like, it could turn blue. You might have to get amputated. You know, like I'm going through anything to like stand up. And it was like, I'm like fighting with myself. And it's really weird. Silence can actually be violent.
Inside.
That's
you know,
a great
you know,
track for a song.
Silence can actually be violent.
Silence is violence.
You're sitting all wrong again, Bobby.
Well,
I mean,
I just
you.
Want, I was like, I was, my back was uncomfortable. I was very violent.
Bobby is violence.
I am violence. I like your necklace, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the interesting thing is this is Om.
Yeah.
It's an ancient Tibetan, like a friend of mine's
meaning
dad
like,
about it back, which is like, you know, if the world was in perfect harmony. The irony is, how out of harmony am I?
Well, hey, dude, maybe you need that thing for a little bit.
You're human, aren't
dude,
you?
Dude, I swear to God, if I didn't have this, I'd be a nut job.
Do you remember? Oh, I'm thinking an Ankh, because Moon Knight was the the character who had an Ankh.
Yeah.
But an Om
the
is
Marvel
different.
Character. Yeah, totally. That would be awesome, though, because Moon Knight had this Ankh that he would carry.
What are you guys talking
him.
About?
It's an Egyptian just symbol of...
Ankh?
Yeah, A-N-K-H.
It's like it meant that he's the most hung
death.
Superhero.
From but what?
Like, back.
From Egypt. It's a, it's basically like,
about.
It looks like the
just
end
like
of a needle Mitch. With a cross in it.
Stop
it's
pretending
like
you
the eye of a needle with a cross below it.
This is another, oh, okay, I gotcha.
Okay, so hold on. So, Moon Knight, what if he was like, Sun Knight, Sunlight.
Sunlight.
But he had like an Om, and
moon,
he beat your ass with an Om.
Moonlight.
He out-silenced you. He sat on
that
you.
Would be a great superpower to have. I slay you with silence.
Oh, that would be cool, because then you'd never hear him die either.
Exactly. Mitch is actively resisting the nonsense.
I just don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about the character Moon Knight.
I don't know who that is.
He has no.
Okay.
He has very little.
We have to
fill
him in somehow. But I don't know. He was a very porno B-list.
How about we play our last song from the Ebb and Flow? And
he was a very porno B-list guy. Don't feel bad that you don't know who he is. Not like Spider-Man, but just as porn.
We'll be right back.
Who
was that?
The Ebb and Flow.
The Ebb and Flow.
The Ebb and the Flow? I don't know. Let me see here.
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting...
The Ebb and Flow. Farmer Framed. Framer Framed.
The Ebb and Flow. Framer Framed. Yeah, they're an interesting band. They're San Francisco. They're all, like, older, you know, I think. A girl is a grad student at UC Berkeley. And...
Do you know what in?
I don't. It's on...
their webpage.
The website that I read. But anyways, it was, I don't know, some interesting stuff. As a one of them's Russian, one of them's Iranian, and one of them's from New York. And I think they just, you know...
Dig playing
they
music.
Like playing music. They're not trying to be like the hippest thing in town, but they are playing CMJ, you know, I don't know, into
what
some pretty cool shit.
CMJ stand for again?
College Music Journal?
I don't think so, but it's not Country Music Jams either. No. I'm not really sure what it is.
Something Music
Country
Journal.
Country Music Jelly.
It's Something Music Journal, I'm for sure on that.
I don't think it's college.
Juxtapose.
Might be.
I think
community.
I think it's College Music Journal.
Really?
Because yeah, it was spawned out of like they played all the stuff that you'd find on college charts and not. And they wrote on that and they'd include a CD. Remember back in this is probably
and they changed it to CMJ
90s.
To be more accessible.
Yeah, I mean, and they would, they would include a CD that. Of everything that they were that was in that you know the featured tracks of the month right. And they'd come with the magazine. It was really cool. I got a lot of great things off of that. I would love to check it. I mean, I could be wrong.
Like Silverchair.
Yeah, huge. Silverchair was huge. There was definitely some Timex Social Club remixes. I love it.
Some Stetson Sonic.
Listen to all these rumors surrounding me every day.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's deterioration for you. Uh-uh. So, hey, don't forget to go online and go to www.podcastalley.com.
September 1st is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. And we've been talking about this
so
in the last
show. So by the time
show.
This publishes, it'll be September 1st.
Please
we vote. Need your votes.
Because we want people to hear, and to hear, they need to vote.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay, bye from Notes from the Underground. 8:30. Peace in the Middle East. We love you and you love us.
We can do some goodness.
Huh?
We can make some funny.
Oh, funny.
We get that bass line.
I am trying. Why it's not, I don't know. What are you doing? Oh, I lost it, dude. I did the jiggle jiggle. Wait, what's this noise?
Goodbye! Oh.
That's chopper? Centipede, dude. It's centipede.
That sounded a little bit like an Apocalypse Now chopper.
It's like,
chopper. That is Space Invaders. Or is that Centipede? That's Centipede. But dude, what you just did, bump, 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 is Asteroids and Space Invaders.